The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's I on Real Estate on AM 970. The Answer.
This is I on Real Estate, your premier source for real estate information. From the heart of New York City and the tri-state area to the most active real estate hotspots across America. Keeping you plugged in to the latest real estate market trends, from mortgage news and legal developments to everything you need to know about buying or selling a property, benefited by the advice of the experts. Now, here's the host of I on Real Estate, the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Saturday. I'm Dottie Herman, and welcome to I on Real Estate. As I always say, everybody wants to know about real estate. There's no one I know that doesn't ask me a question about real estate, no matter what state they're in, no matter where they live, whether they rent, buy. It's just a universal language. We're going to be joined by our show's co-host, legal expert attorney Stephen Ebert, a partner at the prestigious Kasson & Kasson, located throughout the country. And today, we're going to be talking about congestion traffic and pricing. And whether you like it or not, congestion pricing is coming to New York City in June. And we're going to try to give you everything you need to know about it and then love to hear your opinions on what you think and whether you think it's a good thing or not. You should always tune in to us on Saturdays at 10 a.m. live at am970theanswer.com or am970, the mobile app, iHeartRadio, where you can stream us. At 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Erica Kotite, owner of the She Shed Living and the author of She Sheds, A Room of Your Own, She Shed Style. Now, I've heard of man sheds. I've never heard of a she shed, and I certainly want to find out about it because maybe I would like one. At 11:30, we'll be joined by Douglas Elliman's very own, and one of my best, the best agents that I know in Connecticut, one of the best, Jennifer Leahy from Connecticut, and we'll be talking about the Connecticut market. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and you can follow me at Dottie Herman, any of those ways, and you can also visit me at www.dottieherman.com. Sign up for my monthly newsletter. It's got a lot of great information. Well, good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Dottie. How are you?
Oh, I guess I'm as good as I can be on a Saturday. I had a late night last night, so I'm a little bit there, but I'm raring to go. I'm always raring to go for this show. Love doing the show. Love doing it with you. But before we go on to talk about congestion pricing and some of the things that I think are very crucial for people, whether they're in New York or they're going to visit New York or they're driving into New York, to know. I think that you wanted to make an announcement.
Yes, Dottie. You know, it's been an amazing 4 years working with you on the show side by side, week in, week out. I think we've covered a lot of great information. And I think about all the things that, you know, we've gone through with COVID, talking about past issues, and having a wonderful platform with the great people with us on AM 970, The Answer. You know, due to a lot of responsibilities and things that I have to do, I won't be able to do the show every week the way I've been able to for the last 4 years. Still going to be connected to the show and do things, but, you know, this will be the last sort of regular week-in, week-out show for me. which saddens me, but I'm glad we've had the opportunity to do so much for the listeners.
Stephen, you're great, and as I always say, you're one of the smartest attorneys I know when it comes to real estate, and we've become very close friends. So I'm not going to say goodbye because we'll see each other, and Stephen will be back on the show from time to time. And if you need to get a hold of him, we'll send you all the information that you can get a hold of him for, because sometimes things, I know you have a very big workload on your plate right now. So we'll miss you, but I'm not saying goodbye because you'll be back.
It's definitely not goodbye, Dottie. And, you know, I'm gonna miss doing this every week. And I know, you know, we have tremendous listeners. And I'm glad that we've been able to give them great information and help them. I mean, I look at the mail that we've gotten, the questions over the years, and you can see, you know, how we're having a real impact on people. And that's always been the point of the show. I mean, you have, you know, Dottie, you're having great topics, great guests, and it makes all the difference. And it's so much value to people, especially when, you know, there's so much sort of noise or headline grabbing, you know, lines that are out there, and able to actually give real information to help people make decisions on usually the biggest purchase of their lives. You know, just grateful that you're doing this, and grateful that we have such a wonderful platform and listeners to be able to help.
And as you know, when you listen to the news now, I think by this point, everybody knows, depending on what station you listen to, they spin it whatever way they want to spin it. We try to make sure that we give you directly information without an influence on our part, no political influences, just the facts, and everything that you really need to know. And real estate is such an important part of everyone's lives. Matter of fact, it really, it's part of just everything. You know, real estate is about lifestyle, financing, where you live, how you live. So we hope that you continue to listen, because we feel it's a great value. And I have to say, maybe this might sound conceited, but I don't really think there's any other show like this. And I can't believe it's already 4 years, Stephen. And I think that the show has been on at least 10 or 11 years. So it's been a good thing. And I just want to say I love doing it. I have not missed many Saturdays. And if I didn't love doing it, I wouldn't do it every Saturday. I love doing it. I love interacting with you. I love your questions. Love the audience. And, of course, I love our station, Talk Radio. They're the best. And they really help us out in every way they can. And thanks to Jerry Crowley, who really got me started on talk radio maybe 10 or 11 years ago, when I was like, are you crazy? I want a real estate company. I can't do talk radio. He said, give it a whirl. I think you'll be good. And from that day on, I never stopped. I'm addicted to it. And anyway, I thought today...
Well, Dottie, I just want to also, before we get changed up for a second, I do want to thank a bunch of people at the station, and you know, I'll start with Jerry. I mean, he's really the captain of the ship at the station, and he's right. You know, it's about assembling the right talent, yourself being a critical part of it, and I also want to thank all the people behind the scenes. They know who they are. Matt, who's on today, Mert, and Alex, they have been producing engineers and outstanding throughout the years, and it's been grateful getting to know them and the wonderful job. And I also would be remiss if I didn't thank Kyle and Linda for research topics and social media on it. So thank you to all of them for a tremendous job.
And without them, we wouldn't be here. So thank you from both of us. There's many topics we can talk about. There's never, ever a time when I run out of things to talk about when it comes to real estate. However, whether you like it or not, as I said, congestion pricing and parking, traffic is coming to New York City in June, approximately June. Most of it's worked out. There might be a few details that might change. But I know that I live in the city, and I do talk to many people, and so many people still really don't know how this is really going to work. So we thought that we'd talk a little about congestion parking. And what it really is it's a toll for driving into a heavily congested zone. And Manhattan Central Business District, which is usually, you know, just called Manhattan Central Business, is probably one of the busiest, most congested places to drive in, I think, in the country. It has some of the worst traffic in the country, and it costs thousands of dollars a year in lost time and lost productivity. Obviously, the pros on this is more traffic means more air pollution, and it when you don't have clean air because of all the emissions, it could have an impact on your health. I'm giving you the pros. Congestion pricing aims to the whole idea is it aims to reduce the number of vehicles entering CBD, which is the Central Business District, and opportunity for New Yorkers to address, I don't know how it addresses climate change, I'm not quite sure about that, but improve public health and boost the economy. And for drivers, so, the pros are that means that you will spend less wasted time sitting in traffic, buses and ambulances, which sometimes I wonder when I see an ambulance, and you know when I'm on Long Island, ambulances can get through. When I see an ambulance in the city, I say, oh my God, I hope that person's got some time because it's tough. Hopefully you won't be sitting in traffic, and you know the traffic has really increased. I see it because I live in the city, and it's actually increased after the pandemic. It got worse. Because I think during the pandemic, no one wanted to take mass transit, so more people started driving. So over 900,000 people in vehicles enter Manhattan every day. That's a lot.
It is a lot, Dottie. And I also, I have a few more details on it, but I believe we have a caller online, Ellen from White Plains.
Oh, yes. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Ellen.
Oh. Hi, Dottie. Hi, Stephen. And I want to say I am a dedicated listener. I've been listening for the last few years. And I heard the announcement about Stephen Ebert. And I just want to say I'm very sad to hear it. And I want to wish him the best of luck. Stephen did such an excellent job. I've learned so much from you, Stephen, and from both of you. And I want to wish you all the best. And any particular real estate tips you have for the listeners for 2024 and beyond?
Well, first of all, thank you. Stephen?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you so much for saying that, Ellen. It means a lot.
But she asked
really does.
Any particular tips that you want to give 2024 before we do?
Yeah, I think that. You know, what we'll do is let's finish off congestion pricing, but then I want to talk for a minute before we're done really about housing affordability and how to sort of get to the right place to try to really, you know, get that property that you really want to own, right? Because I think that's so important. It's such an issue right now. But, you know, on the congestion pricing, you know, Dottie, a couple of details. So just for our listeners, that Central Business District that you're talking about really starts just south of Central Park, right where the park ends, which is 59th Street. It's like one block north of that. And it's pretty much everything south of the park to the tip of Manhattan. Now, if you take a bridge or a tunnel into the city and you just sort of stay on that highway loop around it, that doesn't trigger. But the moment you get off that highway, if you're south of 60th Street, that'll trigger a toll. And Dottie, here are some numbers just so people are aware. If you have Easy Pass, right, that little detector that you put in your window,
yes,
you'll get a better price. If you don't, it costs more. So right now I'm going to give people the Easy Pass price because most people have an Easy Pass. For a car, if you go during the daytime for the peak period, and I'm going to tell you the times in a minute, it's a $15 surcharge on top of the tolls and gas and parking. If you go at night, it's $3.75. And then if you are a truck It's anywhere from $24 or $36, depending upon how big, or $6 or $9 at night. Now, even for taxis or Ubers, it's going to be about $2.50 during the day surcharge to your ride. Now, by the way, what are the times? During the week, daytime is considered 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. And on the weekends, it's 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So it's during the most driving. So that day is
yes,
a real expansion.
And by the way, if you're a yellow cab, it's going to be $1.25 to passengers, while Ubers and Lyft will pay an additional $2.50. These include trips to the zone, from the zone, or entirely within the zone. I don't believe you pay it twice. I think once you pay it, you don't pay it when you go out. You just pay it when you
Correct.
Go in.
Correct. You pay it on the way in, not on the way out. So, right, which has sort of been the way they've sort of changed the bridges. You know, I remember when I was a kid, they used to have the toll operators, remember, with the toll booths, and people were in there.
Yes.
And they used to collect it both ways. And they realized that was causing a lot of traffic, and they made it one way. And now, of course, you just have the sensors, and you just drive right by it. So it's going to be a lot like driving on a bridge where you have that bar across and then the sensors, which can tell that you pass by. And, you know, Dottie, this is where, you know, we have to ask ourselves a big question. What's the overall policy objective, right? You know, the fact is this. We don't, on the one hand, raising money, sure. You know, we need money to run things, okay. On the other hand, sure, if we can reduce congestion and help the environment, all those sound great. My concern is we don't want to disincentivize people from going into Manhattan. And the reality is this, right, Dottie? If, let's say, given the price of a train ticket, right, if you go during peak hours, train tickets are going to be, depending upon where you are, probably $15-plus dollars, maybe close to $20, depending upon which train line and how far away you are, something like that during peak times. If you're going to have multiple people coming in the car, they're not taking the train. It's not really necessarily cheaper. There are some discount programs. And by the way, Dottie, for this congestion pricing, there are some programs out there if you have medical or disability that they'll give you a discount off these tolls. So there are some programs like that.
I believe
but the question
I think
is,
also they're trying to do something if you make under $60,000. And I don't know if it's exactly passed yet, but they're trying to. And if you enter the zone through the Lincoln Tunnel, Holland Tunnel, Queens or Midtown Tunnel, or the UL Carey Tunnel, you get money back for already paying a toll, because you're paying a toll to go in there. So you're if you go through a toll and you pay a toll, the refund is $5 for cars, $2.50 for motorcycles, $12 for small trucks and buses, and $20 for large trucks and buses.
I do want to point out that it's not every, as you pointed out, like there's a lot of bridges that aren't covered. So, you know, if you're coming in the George Washington Bridge from New Jersey or the Henry Hudson Bridge from Westchester, the Bronx, or any of those other small bridges, or the Cox Bridge, the Queens Borough, the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And if you come over the Brooklyn Bridge or the Manhattan Bridge, you're not getting that discount. So it's interesting how they picked which, you know, tunnel or not. You know, you always get, I personally always get concerned when you sort of pick like sort of a winner and a loser, you know, now I'm going to drive over this bridge or this tunnel and I get a discount versus that one. But you know, what I'm most concerned about, Dottie, is passing the costs along, right?
We have a break, Steve, and that's such that's an important point. So I'd rather just like let the break happen, and then we'll continue after a commercial break with how this is going to affect you.
Absolutely.
Hi, Hi, it's Arthur Idala here for Bay Ridge Honda, run by my family friend, Rob Sabah, and his family. The Sabah family has owned and operated Honda for over 60 years. 60 years serving the five boroughs. I've gotten cars there. My whole family has. My mother, my father, my sister, my brother-in-law, my grandfather. Everyone knows to go to Bay Ridge Honda because the Sabah family makes you feel like you're part of their family. To kick off spring, Bay Ridge Honda is offering $0 deals all month long. That's right, zero down deals. On top of that, APR rates as low as 1.9%. You can't find that anywhere else. No payments until summer of 2024. 90 days of no payments. Best prices around. They will offer you top dollar for your trade-in. You name it, they have it. Brand new Hondas like the all-new Civic, HR-V, CR-V, the Honda Accord, and the Honda Passport. They have them all ready for you to drive home today. Serving the five boroughs of New York, every new vehicle comes with their Bay Ridge Plus package for all of your service maintenance needs. Visit Bay Ridge Honda, 4th Avenue and 88th Street in Brooklyn, or online at BayRidgeHonda.com.
Does springtime make you think of more daylight, flowers and trees in bloom, or even spring cleaning? Those are all good, but not as great as the Invite Health Buy One, Get One Free Spring Into Savings event. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Spring into an Invite store today to learn more about how to stay healthy with help from one of our nutrition experts. Give us a call to order by phone right now at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Listen to past shows and informative podcasts all at invitehealth.com. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person or by phone. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free spring into savings sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala. Many students finish college without a clear path towards a career. Do you know a graduate in this position? Well, tell them about Plaza College's accelerated program in court reporting, which allows them to speed their way into the legal field and make great money without going to law school. This is an in-demand, lucrative career with flexibility that more people need to know about. I speak to the district attorney's offices often, and they are in dire need of court reporters. Courts, schools, and television stations are all seeking these professionals to record and caption everything from depositions, classes, live shows, and sporting events. And the National Court Reporters Association has partnered with Plaza College to offer a free two-week virtual seminar that gives a glimpse into the world of court reporting and captioning. The program is called A to Z and is being offered free and can be completed from the convenience of your home. So sign up today by emailing info@plazacollege.edu. That's info@plazacollege.edu. You.
Are you ready to embark on an unforgettable expedition to Alaska this summer? Then join me, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, along with Mike Gallagher and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise, sailing over 4th of July weekend. Learn more at patriotsalaskacruise.com. This experience is a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures with like-minded patriots and sought-after speakers. 7 action-packed days will chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Join Mike Gallagher and me June 29th to July 6th. Secure your cabin today by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at patriotsalaskacruise.com. That's 855-565-5519, patriotsalaskacruise.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Continuing with Eye on Real Estate, your premier source for real estate information, here's the host of Eye on Real Estate, the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman.
Okay, so we're back, and Stephen and I are talking about congestion traffic pricing, which is supposed to start in New York City, I believe, about June 15th. And again, just to reinforce it, it will be $15, will be the base fare for cars entering the Central Business District south of 60th, and rates will be 75% lower during overnights beginning at 9 p.m. until 5 a.m., and on weekdays until 9 a.m. on weekends. Trucks and buses will be charged $24 to $36, depending on their size. Okay, so, you know, now, that's okay. That's all well and good, but remember, when people have to pay more in trucks and things, deliveries, well, I guess they have to pass the prices on to someone.
Exactly right, Dottie. I mean, that's my biggest concern. There's a few concerns, but number one on the list is that as much as we may couch some positives, and with any policy, it's a mixed bag, right? I'm sure that there'll be some positives. The reality is that there are retail stores, local delis and supermarkets that people go for food that have truck deliveries daily. And that is going to probably add, probably hundreds, if not thousands a week in transportation tolling costs. And at the end of the day, companies have to make their profit margin. So the truckers are going to have to charge more. And then the wholesale prices to the delis and supermarkets will go up. And at some point, they're going to pass it along to the customers. So it will naturally flow down this extra cost. And, you know, look, we may think that it's just one item. You know, it doesn't sound like a lot if you're getting a big shipment. But what's going to happen is when you start aggregating things, things slowly creep up. Right, Dottie? I mean, look at the cost of things, and I know we're going to talk about affordability in general, but look at the cost of things that have like creeped up in different ways over the last few years.
Well, there's controversy, okay? There's certainly, I'm pretty sure New Jersey is trying to fight it. I think they're in a lawsuit that they don't want to have to pay for Jersey residents. I don't know how that's going to go. There's a lot of challenges. But the system anticipates $15 billion, more than half of the remaining funds in the 2024 capital program to come from congestion pricing. So it's really going to be a big, big boost of money for the city, for the citizens. There's, again, a couple of groups trying. There's Lee New Yorkers against congestion pricing, suing to stop the toll for driving entering Manhattan below 60th, seeking an environmental impact statement opposed to this. But they need to raise the funds. But in my opinion, again, I'm giving you an opinion, so I always tell you when I give you an opinion. My opinion is this is all to get people back on the transit.
I agree. I think that's part of it. And look, all I got to say is, let me say this. If they really are going to make that amount of money, they better take care of the potholes and they better have outstanding service on Metro North, Long Island Railroad, New Jersey Transit, et cetera. Because at a certain point, they're giving a justification right now. And what I really hope is that, look, it's going to end up one way or the other, that they really follow through, because whether or not, you know, there's traffic or less traffic or alternatives, New York City deserves a first-class transportation experience. And, you know, we have many wonderful things, but, you know, there's definitely room for improvement.
Okay, so these are some questions. Someone asked, I'm still worried about traveling inside the zone. I have a lot to do inside the zone. And their answer was, if someone living in Stuyvesant Town drives onto the FDR and then gets off to go to an appointment at Langone, then there would be no Central Business District toll for that trip. Similarly, there would be no toll charge for someone who lives in Battery Park City and drives from the building garage on the West Side Highway and then gets off the park in Madison Square Garden. I'm not really, I'm trying to absorb all this myself, okay? Drivers who make, I said 60 in the beginning of the show, because that's what I had originally read, but now I see something else that said 50,000, but it said drivers who make under 50,000 and drive to work in a district, in that district, can get a 50% discount after their first 10 trips each month. So this is complicated. So that means you have to...
Well, that's the thing. And Dottie, here's what my best advice for people. Double check your statements. It's more work. I mean, are you really going to get the discounts? I mean, I got to say, you know, they do something like this on the subway. Like, right, I remember I used to get my Metro card, right, which they're really phasing out and it's going away. And they've made a very nice tech upgrade. But when you bought your Metro card, you knew that I get unlimited for the month, that I get 10 trips, that I get put a dollar amount with a bonus on it, and you sort of knew. Now it's like you just tap it, and you hope the system gets it right. You know?
Well,
it's like, well, if you use it multiple times, then you're going to get a discount. And are people really keeping track of this stuff?
Well, I read somewhere, and I have it somewhere, so during the show I'll get to it because I wrote it somewhere that I looked up the research, that you could get tax credits. I'm not sure if they're going to give you money back. I think they're going to give you tax credits. Now, obviously, thank goodness for that, ambulance and fire trucks are exempt. Well, thank goodness. And snow plows and garbage trucks. All right? Well, that's a no-brainer, okay?
I hope NYPD and fire trucks are exempt too. You know,
I haven't gotten to them yet, but I'm assuming that happens. Now it says, of course, many people are upset, and they say, "Well, there's not a lot of exceptions. There's only really a few exceptions." But the MTA maintains, per its toll recommendation report, that by limiting the number of discounts, it can keep the toll rate lower. So what they're trying to say is, well, if we gave more people discounts, then we'd raise the tolls to be even higher.
Well, you know, here I look at this, and you know, I don't want to go too deep into economic theory, but there's a concept known as elasticity or inelasticity of demand, right? Certain things, regardless of the price, you're going to pay for it, right? You know, if you're hungry, you got to buy a meal. Now, you might buy a cheaper meal, but it's not like you can say, oh, I got to save money, so I'm not going to eat ever again, right? And so there's sort of, I hate to say this, but it's almost like talking out of both sides of your mouth. And I'm not a smoker, but this reminds me a lot of the cigarette taxes, right? They'd say on the one hand, we need to have taxes on cigarettes because we want to public health. We don't want people to smoke. But then at the same time, they're counting on that money in the budget. And this sort of reminds me a little bit of that. We're saying we want more people on mass transit. We want better for the environment. We want less traffic. But then, wait a minute, we're counting on $15 billion in revenue. And it's a little, in my opinion, a little bit talking out of both sides, where they want to change behavior, but they really don't because they want the money. And I'm curious to see if at the end of the day, what the stated goals are, oh, we want to have less traffic and help the environment, how much is that going to really change, right? If you're driving into the city, well, instead of parking, you know, by Times Square, park by, you know, by Lincoln Center and then take a subway for a couple of dollars for two stops. Is that really helping the environment? Is that really changing traffic? Not too much, but we'll see. All we can do is look at the end of the day, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And then we'll see what the trends really are.
But interesting fact, only 4% of out-of-borough residents, that's around 128,000 people, drive into Manhattan to work. Meanwhile, 57% use public transit. Only 2% of poor out-of-borough residents commute to Manhattan by car. That's 5,000 people in total. Meanwhile, 61% of poor out-of-borough residents rely on public transit. So I know we have a break coming up, but there was a caller, and some people say, well, are you discriminating? Because I feel I'm being penalized because I can afford myself a car and live in Manhattan. They say that we don't think that's fair. And then their answer is it is fair because you can't afford it.
But, Dottie, one other thing. What about the neighborhoods who don't have great mass transit? Like, I look at certain places, they have very limited bus service, no subway, no train. Like, if you live in an area like, let's say, Whitestone or Throgs Neck or City Island, right, you have some buses, but it's really limited. If you need to commute to work, it's going to be very, very tough. You're not right by a good subway stop to do that. And that's a real consideration. I mean, you may be forcing people to have to, you know, use, you know, Uber or Lyft or taxis when they wouldn't have otherwise done that. And then there's a cost there, too.
Right. And then they're saying, well, how will this be enforced? And the MTA is installing, they're starting now. They're installing cameras that will pass. I think easy passes, and photograph license plates. I think we have a break. I'd like to finish up how they're going to enforce it. Right after the break.
Great friend, Sebastian Gorka here. You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for some time now. And yes, many of my colleagues do as well. What makes Y-Refi so different from other investments? Let's quickly break it down. Y-Refi offers a secure, collateralized portfolio with a strong fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. There is no attack on your principal if you ever need your money back and you're in control. You can let your investment compound daily or take income, whatever you choose. There are absolutely no fees, and an investment in Y-Refi is an investment in America's future. Simply call 888-Y-Refi-24. That's 888-Y-Refi-24. And when you call, you will not get a sales pitch. Just the info you need to see if Y-Refi is a better investment option for you. Or log on to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then refi.com. And make sure you tell them Dr. Gorka sent you.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. I'd like to introduce you to the premier business in the investigative and security field in the United States today, Brosnan Risk Consultants, founded by my friend Pat Brosnan, decorated retired NYPD detective. You must be diligent in protecting the business you worked so hard to grow, family you cherish, and the lifestyle you've achieved. Luckily, there is Brosnan Risk Consultants to keep your business healthy, keep your family safe, and identify the approaching rising tide of danger and loss well before it destroys what you have built. Brosnan Risk Consultants have been protecting clients for over 25 years, operational in 45 states and over 500 cities. Don't settle for second best. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigative and security services. Call now 800-590-2180 or go online to brosnanrisk.com. BROSNANRISK.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
As a local business owner, you get called every week by marketing companies. We get it. We have hundreds of satisfied customers. Here's what a satisfied client recently said.
Open enrollment is going great. We're hitting record numbers. Thank you so much for this report. It really is amazing to see how the marketing is really shaping our enrollment around the city.
If you're a local business and ready for the next step, Google Salem Surround New York right now. Our experts are ready to help you take your marketing to the next level. Google Salem Surround New York today.
Continuing with Eye on Real Estate, your premier source for real estate information, here's the host of Eye on Real Estate, the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman.
Yes, we're back talking about congestion, taxing, and pricing, and how it will be enforced. So the MTA, as we speak, is installing cameras that will tag easy passes and photograph license plates at 110 locations around Manhattan. For the FDR Drive and West Side Highway, the MTA says it will install readers at select points that will record the time the vehicles pass through. This system will charge a toll only if vehicles originated outside the congestion zone. Well, what about if people just cover their licenses? It says, yes, that's possible. And people, there are scammers are on the rise. And hopefully they'll figure something out. Oh, then it says, will blocks above the zone just become parking garages with jacked up prices? Will uptown just become a horror show? And their answer is, yes, that's possible. The adjustment period is probably going to be annoying. But they point out that in London and Stockholm, where they have congestion pricing, things eventually normalize. So I think this is going to kind of be a little bit of a mess for a while. I mean, that's just my opinion.
I know they're making a comparison to London and Stockholm. They're different cities. I've been to both. The culture is very different. You know, reliance on mass transit is different. You know, getting a car, you know, is different, and these cities are designed a little bit differently. You know, look, we'll wait and see, but I do believe, you know, look, you know, I wish I owned a parking garage on 61st Street, you know. I think they're going to get busier. I think people are going to move around. And so they're always, when you have policies like this, there are winners and losers. And look, you're going to be, if you live in a building right around there, you're going to look out your window. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to start seeing some cameras on the street. I do think they have been, on a positive note, I do think they've worked it well. Like, right, Dottie? When we were younger, you actually had the toll booth collectors, right? Remember all the times traffic would slow down?
Yeah, they would stand and take your money.
Exactly. So even if a few are able to sneak by, the reality is, ICAC is a pretty wide net, and not many people are able to bypass it. But, you know, Dottie, it gets into, I think, a good broader question, you know, on just affordability, you know, whether it's in transit or in real estate in general. And, you know, I think there's a big conversation on just affordability and the impact on the market and first-time homebuyers.
Well, that's true. But people ask, well, how can we avoid it? And I think, Steve, you touched on it before, that if you want to avoid the tax, you have to bypass the zone by traveling on the FDR or West Side Highway without entering the street grid. Okay. You can do that. Or you can travel between 8 and 7 on Monday to Friday at night. I mean, there's a few, but people can't pick when they work. I mean, most people can't. So I think it's going to be, oh, by the way, thank you very much. They are going to forgive you on Christmas. Sunday, I think on Christmas, there'll be no charge. Christmas or New Year's Day. So that's a nice thing to do. Okay. Do you think this is going to hurt Manhattan or help Manhattan? Now, I know they do it in London, and it works in London, or I guess. I mean, I've been to London a lot, but I'm not there enough to know that it works or what it was like before. So what do you think? What's your feeling on it?
Here's what's going to happen. What are one of the things that we're trying to do? Have people come back into the office, right? And so for the people who have drive in, you're creating an obstacle. Right, depending upon what town they live in, where they're from. You know, certain towns are easier, commuter towns are different kinds than others. And to me, I'm all about removing obstacles, right? So I think it's going to be a net negative than a positive. And honestly, and you know, are we really going to see improved level of service as well? Because one of the other rationales besides the using the mass transit is they'll put money back into the system for better service. You know, and I know, Dottie, during the week we were talking about, you know, security and safety in the subway system. And I do want to say, I do think, the more people that are in there, the safer it feels, right? There is actual crime and then just concern, even if there isn't crime. And, you know, we were talking about some of the policies on that.
Now that you brought that up, I have to say, putting the National Guard, and this is my opinion, putting the National Guard, okay, in the New York City subways where they're going to spot check, let's say, every 5 or 6 bags just to see, I don't know, what's in it. So they're not checking everyone. It's going to be randomly checked. Well, I thought about it. If you're living in another state or you're living outside, when you hear the National Guard are in the subways, at least to me, I would think, oh, my God, it must be dangerous that the National Guard are going to be there. And they're really not there to do anything other than check bags here and there. And then, so I don't know. I just don't think it's the right PR for New York. I think there's better ways to do it. But again, that's just my opinion.
Oh, I agree with you completely, Dottie. I mean, first of all, we already have something that works very well. It's called the NYPD. And instead, what they should be doing is helping the NYPD make their recruitment goals, right? The issue that they're having is, are they getting enough cadets in the academy to deal with, you know, retirement? And they're not. You're exactly right, Dottie. So this, to me, is symbolic of a different issue. It is deploying a 1,000 National Guard troops around, which, by the way, sends the wrong image. When you walk into the subway, you don't want to see somebody in an army camouflage. That sort of is weird. It has a weird vibe
it's
to it.
Scary. It would be scary to me to see that.
And they're also trained differently.
They're not there really to do anything but check bags. So if you're not going to do anything else but check bags, why do you need the National Guard to do that?
Agreed. And I mean, I think it's not using the National Guard correctly. And they're also trained for really a different purpose. I mean, it's not policing. And so instead what they should do is I would take that money and maybe some more and actually use that to reinvigorate NYPD, have more support for them, you know, increase starting salaries. I mean, they do get bump ups quickly, but the starting salaries are absurdly low for NYPD for a new cadet when they're a rookie cop. You know, they should increase that and have people attracted to join the force. That I think that would be a better use of resources.
I agree. I think what's happened to the police force is disgusting and devastating, and that is why that's why they're having a hard time recruiting policemen. They don't even make a lot of money to begin with, and it's a dangerous job. And I think that that's where their money should go. Okay, working with the police force, you know, giving them some self-esteem and, you know, raising some of the salaries and do that. Okay, but the MTA says that this traffic pricing will be reinvested into aging infrastructure. Well, that's going to have to be over a lot of years because we have a lot of aging infrastructure, a lot of bad roads. So I don't know. Look, who's to say if it's going to work or not? No one knows. But I do think that in the beginning it's going to be kind of a mess because it's something new. I'm not sure everyone even understands it. I mean, I'm trying to. I mean, I understand the basic concept, okay? But understanding it. And I also think, as we discussed, you and I, Steve, the cost of the trucks that deliver goods to you and the taxis that have to pay more and the Ubers that have to pay more, that's all going to be passed on to guess who? The consumer.
Oh, it's always the consumer in the end. And, you know, Dottie, I got to say, look, you always have to reinvest in your capital plant because anything ages every day. Unfortunately, we age every day, right? You know, you always got to invest in it. So, I mean, the tagline of the aging infrastructure, yes, you got to constantly have a replacement plan and they should be planning for it. And, you know, and this is where I feel that there's, you know, as a New Yorker, the transparency issue, you know, we're always hearing about the issues. But honestly, like when I hear about the MTA and you know, this is one thing that makes me scratch my head, like the numbers just seem almost mythical because it's like we have a surplus, we have a massive deficit, we have this. And it's just like it feels like it's constantly moving around. And I think having more transparency to New Yorkers and really making it not feel like we're going from an emergency to it's fine to a new crisis and really evening it out. Because the reality is when you buy equipment, right, Dottie, if you buy a car, you sort of know how long it can last. You know, you have a house, you get a roof, you get a boiler. It sort of has a life expectancy. And when you're buying that, you should plan your budget of when you're going to replace it. And so, you know, and this gets into, sorry.
That someone says, and someone asks and says, Dottie, what happens if you don't pay the congestion charge? And their answer, as I looked it up, if you still have not paid the congestion charge 14 days after the service of the charge, a certificate they may apply to the Traffic Enforcement Center to register the penalty charge as an unpaid debt. You will then be sent an order for recovery. This is not a county court judgment and will not affect your credit rate. Now,
pay your fines. I'm giving out free legal advice. Pay your speeding tickets. Pay your parking tickets. Don't break the law. And by the way, here's what's going to happen. It will catch up with you at some point. Even if it doesn't affect your credit rating, when we do a title search on a transfer, you better believe parking tickets, speeding tickets all come up. And if they're unpaid, they're going to have to be paid with the late fees and penalties when you sell your property. So let me tell you something. You may get away with it for a while, but at some point there will be a reckoning. And it could be years later. And if that's the case, the meter on interest and penalties is running. So don't put yourself in that spot.
Well, listen, I hope it works. I know how long it takes me to drive out of the city, and I live in Midtown. And sometimes it will take me just to get to the Midtown Tunnel, probably sometimes 30 to 40 minutes. And to go downtown, forget about it. To be like, you know, you're going to another state. So I hope it does. I mean, you know, the traffic really is bad, and I certainly have noticed it's gotten worse after the pandemic. So if it cuts down some traffic, I mean, that would be a good thing because there is so much traffic in New York, and you can sit in traffic just to get out of it. It takes so long just to get out of New York, especially if you live in Midtown. So I'm hoping, you know, I hope it works. I just think there's a lot of parts to it. And I think that as you do anything that's new, there's going to be people, there's going to be kinks that they're going to have to work out. And we'll see what happens with the lawsuit because Jersey is fighting them not to pay it. And they have a lawsuit that we'll see how that works. If they don't, you know, they say they're not going to pay it, or they're fighting. So we'll see how it all works out. And I'm sure this will be our last discussion on it. We'll keep you posted on what goes on. But listen, I guess it works in some places, and they found that it works in London and Stockholm and stuff like that. Will it work in New York? Well, I guess over time. But I do believe in the beginning there's going to be, as anything in the beginning, a lot of kinks. So,
that's true.
With that, Steve, I just want to say we have 2 minutes left. I love working with you. You're one of the brightest attorneys that I know. I've always said that. I'm not saying I'm going to miss you because I'm not going to say goodbye because I'm going to see you. We're going to have dinner together, and you're going to be on the show from time to time whenever, but I know how busy you are. And by the way, Steve juggles a tremendous law firm, plus his wife is a pediatrician, plus he has young children. So I don't even know how you do it all. So I just appreciate the 4 years that you've given us. I can't thank you enough. I just can't say enough. And then you've become a great friend, and I love you. And thank you so much for all of your contributions.
Dottie, I feel the same way. I so appreciate sharing my Saturdays with you and the station, the listener. It's been a great joy, and I will be back from time to time, and we will be definitely getting together and contributing in different ways. And it's been just an amazing time, and been loving doing it. And, you know, I've loved making these contributions, and you've been incredible to collaborate with. So thank you.
And tune in right after the news.
My Saturdays
with you. Talking about She Sheds and living, and she says, and how to make, oh, she said, why should women have men have man caves, why shouldn't women have she sheds? We'll be back right after the news.
The preceding hour of programming paid for by DTHY Realty Incorporated.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.